Where are you consuming images? Good day, everybody. This is Chuck Gines documenting the human experience, and I want to talk a little bit about our photographic diets, where we consume imagery, something that I call visual pollution. It is pretty much what we see online, and I kind of find myself spending more time on individual world-class photographers who are working on in-depth stories using high-quality photographs. Stephanie Sinclair, Amy Vitale, these are a couple of people that I've recently gone to their websites. I found them on YouTube videos doing interviews and things like that, but then go to their website and then order their books and continue to consume quality imagery. I've always been a big fan. My wife and I have a very large collection of photo books, and that really gives you a great reference point. Now, what I refer to as visual pollution is what I mostly see online, and I think probably the biggest cause of that is the lack of editing. People just go out with their cameras and their phones and smartphones, and they upload, you know, street photography photos and all of these kind of things. And there isn't any thought or editing process in doing this, and therefore there's a lot of pollution. And like I was saying, you know, in the world, different businesses might do more environmental polluting than others. And like I notice on the Facebook and the Instagram, the most visual pollution that I see being cranked out is coming from the street photography world. Just an endless stream of pollution, of visual pollution. And there's no editing, and it's celebrated and all that kind of stuff. So I try to shut as much of that kind of stuff out. Most of the YouTube quote-unquote photographers really don't have bodies of work, right? So you're not going to be fed. You're not going to be really inspired. They're talking about camera gear. You know, that's something when you start really getting into this, you're not even concerned. I don't even think, like, I came across this Stephanie Sinclair, and she's doing a project on child marriage in other cultures and things like that. And I'm looking at her work, and I'm never thinking, like what is the camera gear she's using? Or, you know, it just never really crosses my mind. And it seems like probably at least 95 to 98% of what we see on YouTube is camera gear or, you know, things of that nature. Very few YouTube channels out there of people who are displaying their work, talking about their work process and stuff like that. It's just not a place for that. But it can be a place to find, like I said, you know, you stumble across somebody maybe on a B&H Photos or something like that, and you say, wow, that's some compelling work. And then, of course, they usually have a website, and you can go there, and then they usually have some books. But I like in-depth stories that are being told with high-quality photographs. And, you know, this is getting rarer and rarer and rarer. My wife and I, we got our second Salgado book here. We got Genesis and, you know, just a wonderful work. There's what is this book here I'm looking at? This is a guy, I had never heard of him, and just really great stuff. Kent Hall. Douglas Kent Hall, and the book is called In New Mexico Light, photographs by Douglas Kent Hall, and really inspiring because it's black and white work, and a lot of it is film, and he's got some portraits in there that just really, really captivated me, and some ideas on photographing horses, and just really, really good work, and that's where I get fed, that's where I get my nutrition, right? And the online stuff a lot of times is really, even beyond junk food, it's almost like toxic chemicals. So, you know, think about that. Where are you feeding to get your inspiration and inspiration and goals too, you know, to be that good or to get a photograph like that, you know, those are great things to do. And, so we have to look at people that are better than us. And it just seems like the online world, you know, the Facebooks and the things like that, there's not a whole lot of that going on unless there's individual people, that you go to their particular things. But the group stuff just seems to be a chaotic mess. I stay off them for the most part. So, you know, where are you being fed? What is your photographic diet? And it's really important, I do think, just like all of our other environments are important, and our visual ones are important too. So where are you being fed? Leave a comment below. Let me know. Share this podcast. You can share the links. Put them on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. I would really appreciate that kind of stuff. Let me know in the comments, you know, what type of things you would like to see on this website, and we'll go from there. Everybody have a great day, and get out and shoot, and look at really good quality photography, and quit eating that junk food.